Well, good afternoon, folks. Welcome to the studio. It's good to have you joining in for another testimony today. And this is a good friend of mine from many years ago, Jason Patrick. And we first met in Adelaide in South Australia about 22 years ago. And I was delighted to come into church one night and see Jason and his wife, Francesca, in our church service. And you've been here for a few weeks now, Jason, and we've been able to catch up. And just thought, as we've done before, just ask this dear brother, Jason, how you became a Christian and a wee bit about your background and where you're at and what the Saviour means to you. So thanks for doing this, Jason, and we'll let you go.
No problem. Thank you. It's a privilege to talk about what the Lord has done in my life. I was brought up in a Christian home. My father was a Free Presbyterian minister, and from the earliest of years, I was taught the gospel and about the Lord, read the Bible from the earliest memories that I have. And I was in a gospel service. I can't exactly remember the year, but I was about 4 or 5 years old. And my father was preaching, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And I don't remember every aspect of that sermon being so young, but I remember that night I went home and my brother and I shared bunk beds. And I could not sleep that night. I had a fear of God in my soul. And I knew if I died in my sins as a young child, I would be in hell. And my brother heard me tossing and turning, and I was upset as well. And he actually told me to go and speak to Dad. He needed to be saved, which was very good advice from an older brother. Yeah. And I went to my father, who was still in the study that Sunday night, and he pointed me to the Saviour. Mm-hmm. I don't remember everything he said, but I remember the peace of God that night. I slept well, and It was a great privilege to know that I was in the Saviour's arms. I was saved by His grace. I had no fear of hell or death anymore. And it's been a wonderful thing to rejoice that I was brought up in a Christian home and know the gospel from the earliest of years. Mm. Now, the Free Presbyterian Church I was brought up in, my father was called to Australia in 1987. So we end up going to Australia and working in the church in Port Lincoln.
Good.
And probably in about, I'm trying to think of dates here, 2007 or 2008, I felt the Lord leading me to serve Him in some aspect. So I took up online studies with our college in America, and then went to Bible College in America and finished my studies online after returning to Australia. So my goal is to continue to serve the Lord in some capacity.
Good.
And see what the Lord has for me in the future.
Yeah. Well, Jason, all those years ago when I met you, you were a single man.
Yeah.
Living in Adelaide. You're married now to Francesca.
Yeah.
Was she a Christian whenever you met her? You met her at a conference or something?
Yes.
Was it like a health conference? Or
it was actually when my father had his heart attacks in Australia, and he was in intensive care, and I was had planned to go to Melbourne to meet a friend of mine. And my father, he was in intensive care, even the family had flown in to be with him. And I said to Dad, "I'm going to cancel my flight." Now, it was a very strange thing, but when I look back now, it was in the providence of God. He actually said to me to go, "You must." That was his words. And so I actually went to Melbourne and I met Francesca at that health conference, and we end up speaking the whole night. And I witnessed to her, and she was brought up Roman Catholic, but had no idea about the gospel. And one of the questions I actually asked her is, what would heaven be like? Because she said to me that she was going to heaven. And I did tell her that as an unconverted person, heaven would be hell for you.
Yeah.
And that really struck her. She'd never heard someone say that to her. So she went back to the other side of Australia, in Noosa, Queensland, and I went back to Perth and bought her a Bible. And I told her to read John's Gospel and to pray for the Holy Spirit to show her Christ and her need of Him.
Mm.
And we met in November, and December 13th, she rang our house in Perth in tears of joy and rejoicing that she'd come to Christ and repented and put her faith in Him. And there was really no churches around her that were faithful to the gospel.
Yeah,
So she pretty much straight away made plans to move to Perth to be under the ministry of God's word. So that was a big encouragement, because my father and mother at one stage when I was in my 30s said, are you gonna ever get married, son?
Yeah, and you've been married quite a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, it's actually 20 years this year since we met.
Right, congratulations, so,
yeah.
And here, that's quite a statement to someone who doesn't know the Lord and doesn't know the Saviour, to say that heaven would actually be a kind of a hell for them.
Yeah.
Maybe you're listening in and you think, what does that actually mean? Well, you know, the reality is, if you're not a Christian today and you've no love for the Lord and you've no love for His word and you've no desire to worship Him and praise Him and be with His people, and you love your sin and you love your life without God, to be in heaven would be foreign to you. And you certainly, if you don't want to worship the Lord here, why would you want to worship Him and be in His presence for all eternity? Heaven has to enter into you, in a sense, before you enter into heaven and experience that new birth.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jason, you're heading back at the end of the week.
Yes, Friday.
To your big island home in Cummins in South Australia.
Yeah, little country place.
Yeah. And look, it's been a blessing to catch up with you. And we wish you every blessing as you travel back. And hopefully it'll not be so long before we see each other.
God willing, it'll be again a bit sooner this time instead of 14 years.
Yeah, and you look after yourself. And friends,
thanks
for listening in. And if you don't know the Saviour, simple childlike faith, what a text. Jason was converted through as his father preached on the Lamb of God. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, sinless, spotless Lamb of God, went to a cross and offered up his life as a sacrifice for sins. And if we look to Christ and Christ alone for forgiveness, for salvation, for assurance, and for a place in glory, he promises that those who look will live. So we trust that you'll be able to do that today. Trust the Saviour, give him your heart, and give him your life. And friends, we'll see you again, God willing, next time around. God bless you now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.